Hi, this is Steve Barish. I'm filling in for Dr. Fred Bell this evening, and we should have a lot of fun on the program. As long as this is Dr. Fred's show, we're going to be discussing Dr. Fred's products. And we'll be talking about some new energy that's coming in that's extremely powerful. I've been wearing his products for approximately around 10 years, and it seems to really work for me very well. Let me give out some phone numbers here in case anybody wants to, you know, give us a call, and we're more than happy to help you as much as we possibly can this evening. So I do a lot of healings. And if anybody decides to call in, I'm more than happy to do that. And as I say, we will be talking about Dr. Fred Bell and his products this evening. I just bought a pyramid, which I've been detoxifying for the last 2 weeks. And it seems to be working very well. And it's made me a lot stronger since I've been detoxifying. And that seems to be a lot of fun for me, and I know it's a lot for my clients. Last week on the program, we had the radio go off for about 5 minutes, and it came back on. I suspect the energy was pretty strong coming in, and it caused a knockout in the energy and also the flow of the radio program. But this is what's going on this evening. We're going to be talking about the pyramid that I bought from Fred a couple weeks ago. Actually, it's been here for a couple weeks and set up. I did go through quite a detoxification for the first couple weeks, and I did lose my voice, and it's back stronger. I feel much more centered, and I was fairly centered before. So the idea of the pyramid that I'm finding out is that it's extremely powerful. I'm giving up my taste for red meat, which I've been eating all my life. I don't like it that much anymore, and this has only been in the last couple weeks since I've had my pyramid. It's sort of not a good taste for me now. I notice also, I was wondering about the light, and what happened was basically is that when I was using the light as much as I possibly could, it has a solid gold top on the projector on the pyramid itself. It's 24 karat gold, and it is a little pyramid on top of the pyramid, and it's absolutely incredible. But what happened was, when I first got it, I only saw the energy come down about a quarter way down on the poles, and I couldn't understand what it was doing. Obviously, what happened was is that I could only see a quarter of the way down. So I picked up my Torah, Five Books of Moses, and I started reading it, and I was outside of the pyramid. As soon as I opened up the book and started reading about Moses, the light came down, pure white light through the whole pyramid. And it became very, very powerful in the room. The light has been there ever since. I feel much more grounded. I feel much more at peace. I feel much more understanding about what I am doing. And it seems to be helping tremendously in terms of my growth. So there's a lot happening with this new pyramid. It is silver in color. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I do have another pyramid, an eight-sided pyramid, on top of the pyramid. So there are three different dimensional views of the pyramid on top of each other. And they seem to be working in unison with each other. I'm seeing a lot different multidimensional levels, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. I've been able to see that ever since I turned 40, but for some odd reason, I'm seeing a lot more, probably because of the growth that I've gone through in the last 25, 27 years. But his products are absolutely fantastic. The first time I used any of his products, I was wearing a solid silver nuclear receptor, or super receptor, as we called it years ago, and I ordered one at the Toronto show. I saw Fred at the Toronto show, and there were about 500 people in the audience, and he walked right up to me out of everybody and said that this necklace would be great for me. And I couldn't understand why he had picked on me to say that, but he did. And I did buy this necklace. It's a silver necklace. And we put in a blue sapphire stone. And within the first week that I was wearing it, we went down to Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. And as I was walking on the path, I see things very visually, and I saw a lot of black coming out of my back. And I called Fred and said, Fred, this is the issue that's happening. I've got a lot of black coming out of my back. And he says, well, that's all the x-rays that you've ever had. So at that particular point, I knew things were happening at a very fast rate, even faster than what I was used to. And it really, really worked well. The next thing I remember is that I could see the arteries and veins in my brain. I was able to see detoxification happening in my brain from platinum, palladium, which I had in my teeth at that particular time. I had lead. I had all different kinds of toxins that were in my brain that were flowing out of the brain, and of course I was dumping that. The next thing that happened to me was that my body was becoming clearer. So within the next 8 years, actually 7 years, I was wearing that silver necklace. I never changed the stone, and I kept that stone for 7 years. And eventually, I did change the stone, and I went to a different kind of a nuclear receptor. I bought a solid gold receptor, an 18-karat gold receptor, and then eventually what I did was I sent that back, actually, after about a year of wearing that, and I had a diamond in there, and then we put the platinum pouvet on the necklace, on the head of the nuclear receptor, and that almost three or four or five times gave the power to the nuclear receptor. Now, it was 18-karat gold with a platinum bridge and all diamonds in it. And I think there's about 50 or 60 diamonds, if I remember correctly, through the necklace, completely through the head of the nuclear receptor. But anyhow, I've been wearing that for the last 2 or 3 years, and it's been extremely powerful. It's been very unique for me in terms of my growth. It helped speed things up for me and also slowed things down for me. I was able to let go even more, and I was letting go, and I was seeing a lot more of nature. What I did was basically is that I was seeing the eyes of trees, I was seeing the eyes of grass, the eyes of the flowers, and over the years, I've been able to see tree spirits, forest spirits, PAMs, and different things of that nature in the forest. And we have had a lot of fun with these necklaces over the years. I have a very dear friend of mine. As a matter of fact, I was on her radio show Tuesday night, Dr. Valerie Olmsted, and we were discussing about nature and love and harmony and compassion, which is extremely important with this new energy that's coming and flowing through. We need to allow that to flow through as easily as possible. So any way that you can make that work easier, that's what I would do. If you belong to a church, if you belong to a synagogue, if you belong to anything that works for you, please attend. Do your prayers. Do your meditations at home. Find a beautiful place in your home that you can make a a divine room out of, and it's extremely important to allow yourself to be able to come as easy as you possibly can into the nature and will of God. It's very important. The necklaces do work. I do have a brand new platinum projector, which I've had for about 6 months. I think there's only three of us wearing that platinum projector now. And it's extremely, very, very powerful. It's extremely powerful. I wore a solid gold platinum projector for about a year or so, and that was very powerful. That was solid gold with a platinum head on it with four diamonds. And then Fred said it's time for me to buy the platinum projector. But what's going on that I find very interesting with all this material and all this growth is that in my room, in my home or in my office, the projectors are constantly firing. And this is the way they operate. When I first put them up in my room, I had all four projectors up in my room, and the first day that they were up, I had four Andromedans in the room. They were very, very tall, very big, and they came through in pure white light. They don't come through looking like humans, because that's what they look like. They're just very tall. I've been to the planet, and that's very, very interesting. But they are pure. They are very, very tall. As a matter of fact, Fred has got a 15-foot Andromedan in a, I believe, either a wheat field or a corn field. And I know that he would show that to everybody when he gets back next week, if you want to see that. They're very beautiful people. They really have a lot on the ball. They're very sharp, they're very open, and they want to help us as much as possible. But let's get back to nature. Let's get back to different things that really work here for the populace. We need to really, really get back in touch with nature. A lot of us are wearing magnets, and to be honest with you, once you start stepping into nature and you take your shoes off, you're actually grounding yourself back into nature again. And the earth has got all the magnetism that you'll ever need. But you have to remember that you have to take your shoesies and socks off to be able to feel that and to be able to feel the ground and reconnect. We have lost our primal feeling in terms of growth, in terms of spiritual growth. And the one thing that I can tell you is that when you make that connection back again, everything lets go. Everything will let go for you naturally. And you have to abide with that. The growth that we're going through now is absolutely phenomenal. The energy that are coming through is really fantastic. And so that's what I would do as much as possible, is to get back to meditation, get back to your main source, get back to the idea that we need to open up and understand more about nature, more about love, more about compassion, more about harmony. And that's not hard to do. It's actually very simple. Some of us are a little bit more advanced than others, and it doesn't really matter. Where you're at is where you're at. Love is love is love, and the idea of the universe is to understand that that is pure love. The darkness that's in the universe, or if we look at space, it's dark, and there is as much wisdom and knowledge and love in the darkness as there is in the light. But we need to learn from the dark also, and it's very, very important to realize that that kind of energy does exist, and the energies are absolutely pure. It really, really does work. If you make the connection and you feel the energy and you understand that you have a wonderful, wonderful connection with the universe and with the divine, there's nothing that you can't do. And it's really, really fantastic. But getting away from the projectors, let me explain to you why this is important. when I was using, or when I do use, the projectors in the room, they are extremely powerful. There are, I don't know how many points of pyramids are on the projectors, but in my room, all the pyramids light up. In other words, you have points, and at the points of all those pyramids, there is a light at each one of the pyramids. So when I'm looking at it, you can actually see energy coming through, and it looks pure white light as you're looking at it sideways. And the energy comes through the diamond. It goes both ways, through, in, and out, goes through the holes just like the nuclear receptor, and it does widen the path of love and light that's coming in. So I'm finding out there's a lot more to the projectors than just projecting energy. What we're doing is projecting a tremendous amount of love into the projector, through the projector, and in the center of the room is a ball of light, which is approximately about a foot around, and it's pure white light, and it's extremely powerful, coming from three projectors that I have up there. I lent one projector to a friend of mine, and they seem to be using it very well, and I'm going to collect that one of these days because I want to hang it back up in my room again. They've had it for about 3 or 4 months now. But it's really, really powerful. It does work. You can ask for things, anything you want. What I ask for is that my clients be healthy, and whatever they want should come to them, and it usually does instantaneously. So I don't ask for anything for myself. I only ask for my clients. I have no interest in having all the money in the world. All I want to do is live my life humbly and try to help as many people as I possibly can. That's what God put me on this planet for, and that's what I'm doing, to keep it as humble as I possibly can. We have to remember that there's tremendous energies out there, that we need to be able to touch them, that we need to be able to work with them. And the ability to be able to do that, anybody can do it if you're willing to try, if you're willing to succeed in terms of what you want out of life, the projectors will help. The nuclear receptor, let's get back to the nuclear receptor. The nuclear receptor cleanses the body. It is a fantastic tool. And as I said, it's been cleaning me over the last, well, since I began, about 10 or 11 years now. And it really does work. It keeps your mind in tip-top shape. It keeps your body in tip-top shape. So the more that we work with these devices, the more we open up, the more we see, the more we can search and find more within ourselves. So the God within ourselves is very deep and centered in our beingness. And it's very important to be able to touch that when you want to. So one of the first messages that I ever got was, the truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. The second one was, I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. And I didn't know what that meant for years. And I was working with a client and one day, and I saw this beautiful white light in my wrist and followed it inside. And this one cell showed me the entire universe in the center. And I started to realize that we are the center of the universe. We are it. We are part of everything that is and everything that will be. I just find it amazing that those cells are replaced every few hours, and that we have billions and trillions of cells that are replaced all the time. And to be able to see with a cell that's probably gone in a day or two or three, the entire universe inside that cell. What a remarkable feeling it was to be able to see that, then come back and realize that we are the universe. We are part of it. There's no disconnection. And as my growth got stronger, I started seeing different things of that nature in terms of being able to be connected to the universe, and to be able to use my projectors and my nuclear receptors even at a higher grade of energy. So the growth never stops. But you have to remember also that I had this energy before I had the nuclear receptor. I had this energy before I had the projectors, and I had the energy before I had the pyramid. The only thing is that it does enhance and it does change things. So the clearer you want to become, the better off you are in terms of using that kind of energy. Let me give you some phone numbers in case somebody wants to call. We can have a lot of fun this evening. It's 1-888-815-9756, which is worldwide. 1-530-876-3222 and 1-530-876-9916. And I think it would be a wonderful thing to do is to give me a call. I'm more than happy to answer any questions. I know I've got some emails on my computer, people who wanted some information and people who've called me all week long for Dr. Bell. And I do answer questions in terms of nuclear receptors and also for the projectors. So I'm more than happy to answer any questions and all questions and try to help you as much as I possibly can. Any energy questions that I might know, I'm more than happy to help you and give you some good direction. And if we can't give you good direction, we'll just give you tremendously good light. What else we need to discuss tonight is the phenomena that what we can see. The closer we get to our centers, the closer you are to the good Lord. And I think a way for me to explain this is Dr. Valerie had come here a couple years ago, and we walked through a beautiful place called the Sacred Forest here. Hello?
Hello, Steve. You there?
Yes. Hi.
Hey, Steve. This is Kurt down in Texas. How are you?
Oh, Kurt. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing wonderful. I got my master crystal today.
You did? Oh, my
goodness. This thing is just wonderful. I'm sitting here looking at it now.
Yeah.
You know, what? The second I pulled it out of the package, I mean, I put it down and just looked at it, and I kind of went into this daydream.
Yes.
It's like a trance or something, you know, and as I sit here and look at it, I just got done with a meditation a little while ago, and I mean, it's like this thing just entrances me, you know, into its energy.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. I remember when you told me about the Master Crystal, and you saw it, and you knew what it was like, and it made a connection with you already, and now that you have it, it's just making a stronger connection. And go ahead.
I've been sitting here for, I've had it for just a few hours now, and I've just been sitting here concentrating on it, you know, and I mean, I can just feel it. A little while ago, I did a meditation, and the crown of my head just completely opened up, and I mean, it felt like there was just this energy just flowing out into the universe. You know, that was, as far as my crown goes, that was really strong. That's probably the strongest I've ever felt, you know, through my crown.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting. Fred and I, we fought for almost 2 years. He said, "You got to get this Master Crystal I got here for you." And I said, "No, I don't want a Master Crystal." And eventually I did buy it, and the Master Crystal just led me in such a good direction. It's very, very powerful.
It led you what?
It led me in a very good direction. Go ahead.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I can feel the power from this thing, you know, and I mean it's come on very strong.
Yes.
And I've got my microstar and my projector going right now, and I mean I don't know if you can feel it or not, but I just
feel it. Yes, I felt it right away when I picked up the phone. Yeah, I picked it up on it right away. Yeah,
yeah.
It's very, very powerful. I think what you're feeling also is the love and compassion from the Master Crystal. They really,
right.
They do make a good connection. I'll tell you what happens with me, with clients. When I have a client on the table, for anybody out there, I do massages and I do energy work on everybody that I work on. And I will see shards of light coming out of the Master Crystal, going into the chakras or going into the part of the body that needs it. And people have actually told me that they feel the warmth in their tummy or their heart or their lower intestines or whatever the case may be, wherever it needs to go. And it's absolutely amazing. So, you know, we paid a lot of money for these Master Crystals. Mine's worth about four times as much as what I paid for it, I think, 2 years ago. So,
really?
And it's wonderful. It's I wouldn't sell this for $1 million.
Yeah.
And, mine,
yeah, I know. I've heard you say that a million times. And, you know, I can, it's like once you become connected to something, you know, I mean, it's kind of like me with all these other products I have. You know, I'm so glad to have been introduced to these technologies.
Yes.
And, yes. You know, I wouldn't give up my knowledge and the stuff I have for anything in the world.
Right, right. And it's powerful stuff. I mean, it's really, really great. I know that the nuclear receptors that I've had over the years have really helped me tremendously, but this Master Crystal, it's going to open things up for you like crazy. And
okay,
if you've only had that a few
so
hours,
much.
wait for a few days. It's absolutely incredible.
Boy, I tell you, I so far I'm very impressed, and it's living up to its hype. I can tell you that right now.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, they're fantastic, and I'll tell you, if I wanted to get another Master Crystal, I have no idea where I'd put it. Probably in my house, compared to the one I have at work. But they're fantastic. I mean, I've never had a crystal like that before in my life. I've never used crystals before, but I'm starting to use them now.
Yeah, I haven't either, and I know that he's gotten a lot of different crystals that will enhance the effects of your Master Crystal, you know, and
yes.
Eventually I'd like to start, you know, adding those to the collection.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
Man, I can't imagine enhancing this right now because I am just flowing with energy.
Yeah, I can actually feel it, so it's really great.
Yeah, let me ask you, do you have a laser for yours?
I have a laser. I have a red laser. Once in a while, I'll turn it on and hit the Master Crystal and cleanse it. And then I'll shut it off, put it away for another 2 or 3 months, and then use it again. My crystal and I have a bond. We have an actual bond together. And it works with me as I'm working with my clients. And so I think it's really working very well for me. I have... I have eight party-size lasers in my closet, which I've never used. And the reason I don't is because the crystal it loves to be with me. And we just do a lot of different things together. I keep it close to me when I'm meditating. I have people in the room when I'm meditating. We have a lot of fun. So everything.
Yeah, so you just kind of leave the laser out of it and just leave it up to you and the crystal, and that's it.
Right, right, right. Our minds are extremely powerful. Whatever we want, we can receive in terms of energy. As long as our thoughts are pure, as long as our mind is very compassionate and loving, we can do anything we really want. So I don't rely on the lasers as much as I rely on myself. I believe that we have the power in our minds and in our hearts to be able to do anything that we want to do. It's not that
right.
I wouldn't use the lasers. I think the lasers are important. But I think that what I'm doing for myself is that I'm my own guru, and that I believe everybody else is their own guru. If you want to use lasers, I think that's fantastic. I think it's wonderful. It's just that I like using my mind in ways that most people don't do yet. And the one thing that I do is that my crystal does light up when I'm focused on it. And we sort of share everything together. We bond as one. And that seems to work for me. That seems to work with me. The closer we get to nature, the closer we open up to ourselves, everything will open up around us in terms of energy. And I just find it so interesting that we have the power to be able to do that. So without using the lasers, I just like using my mind. I think it's very important that we start using our minds even more and putting more love and compassion into our hearts, and that will open up even more of the universe towards a goal of absolute love and absolute understanding of what we need to really understand, which is to let go of understanding. I understand that it's sort of a funny way of explaining it, but the three things that I got in the beginning were: make no comparisons, try not to understand or delete yourself from understanding. And I tried to do that over the years, and it does work, and it does really do a wonderful job for me. So I think lasers are wonderful. As I say, I have a very expensive laser that I got from Dr. Bell. I do shine it on the crystal once every 3 months, 2-3 months. It does cleanse it. But I like using my own mind.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand. I think, I got the laser with the crystal. I've got a red one on it now. And I think I may start doing more of what you're talking about. My first day or two, maybe use the laser to kind of enhance it, and accelerate the bonding between me and the crystal. And then maybe in a few days, take the laser off and start, doing what you're saying, is concentrating on it more with my mind and developing my mind, and using my mind strength to connect with the crystal.
Yes. The idea of our minds is to basically to enhance ourselves. I know that I was with Dr. Bell, and I think we were there 6 months ago in California, and I healed 500 people in a room after his lecture, which was fantastic. And people were walking up to me, and they were getting electrified with touching me. So there's nothing that we can't do. It's just that we need to allow ourselves to believe that we can. And I think the crystals enhance us. I think lasers enhance us. But I think we enhance ourselves even more. Once you make that connection to, once you make that connection to the universe, once you make that connection to Father, then there's nothing that we can't do. And
exactly.
I really truly
exactly.
believe that. But I think it's important also that people realize that these necklaces and the projectors and the projector necklace, they really do work. They really, really do
absolutely.
Work.
Oh, absolutely. I have seen so many things in my life, that it just seems like everything, all the little stuff just seems to work out in my favor,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I really enjoy that.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. How are things in Texas? How are things going down there?
I have actually been off this week, and I think that goes back to the projector and, the law of attraction and getting what you want. I've got a job here where I get, I have a condo on the beach,
mm-hmm.
and I
mm-hmm.
work 6 weeks, and then I get a week off paid vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I it's just a wonderful thing that I have, and this is what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very nice this week. I've done a lot, and, I've been waiting on this master crystal to get here, and I don't have to go back to work till Tuesday. So here I've got, three full days to sit here and work with it and get acquainted with it until I got to go back to work. So,
that's
perfect.
If you want to feel something really beautiful, are you in front of the crystal now?
I'm sitting, it's about 3 feet in front of me.
Okay.
And I've got the laser applied to it, and I've also got my standalone projector and my MicroStar fired up.
Right. What you want to do is sit down in front of the Master Crystal.
Uh-huh.
And just ever so lightly, like you're going to stroke a brand new baby, just touch that crystal ever so lightly. That's it. How does that energy feel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing what we can do when the energies of the Master Crystal and us combine ourselves together. I think it's really wonderful that you've got that crystal, because that crystal was yours when you were telling me about it. I could feel the energy of the crystal connecting with you already before you even got it.
Great.
It feels there's tremendous harmony and compassion coming to you from that crystal.
Great, great.
That's what the
whole purpose of me doing this is, you know, to strive for more harmony and more compassion and love, you know. I mean, I think that's what the whole point of this is.
That's exactly right. Energy is energy no matter how we look at it. And when we start applying ourselves and we start opening up to these different energies that are coming in now, which are even purer than what they were before, I mean, changes become very rapid. And what you need to do is just let go. The more we let go, the more will come to us. And we've talked about this before, about letting go. And it's very, very important to do that. Because the more you let go, the more you will receive. It's like I tell my clients when they're laying on the table to give up the control that they have. And I say to them, by giving up control, you gain control. There's a different kind of control. There's a spiritual control that can take over. And once that takes over, you don't have to do anything anymore. Everything becomes automatic. So in other words, you can just think a thought, and it'll come to you in a divine way that it's never come before. In other words, you're opening up to different dimensions, and that's when I started to receive the pillars of light that I was able to send all over the world just by asking for it and just by bringing it in front of people and letting them bathe in the pillar of light and receive a lot of nirvana. So you'll be able to do the same thing. You know, it takes time. We don't know what your gifts are, but they're plenty. And you're opening up to them, which is a beautiful part.
Yeah, I feel that that's what I want to do is continue to concentrate on improving myself. And, you know, I don't know what my gifts are yet, you know, but I know I'm very powerful. And I know that I've got a lot to offer to anyone, you know, including the entire world. And it's like what you said, I think, the last time we spoke on the show is that, you know, it's what's one way you give back to the world is by, using these products for what's good, you know, to heal the earth, to heal humanity, and to try to keep more positive into the world, you know, and I think that's a wonderful thing, and I think that's, you know, one contribution that I've been able to give since I've discovered these products, you know.
Well, I think it's really wonderful. I'm 67. How old are you now?
32.
You know, whatever I've been able to do, you'd be able to do maybe in another few years. You could probably bypass me 1,000,000%. So, and the reason I'm saying that is because I hope that you can. I hope that you can do the powers that you want and to succeed and allow you to be the best that you can be. And anybody can be better than me. Anybody can do what I can do, but actually be even better. And that's what I'm striving for people to be able to do that.
Yeah, I would love to have. I mean, I have felt your healing, you know, and I think that's a goal of mine to duplicate what you do and then even surpass, you know. And in the future, you know, maybe 20 years from now, you know, I could surpass you. Or even sooner, hopefully, you know, and use whatever ability I have to, you know, help heal the world, and that's,
that's really important to do. What I've what I've been able to do to give you a hand is that I bring down that white light from heaven, and we make that connection to the center of the planet, and bring up that energy from the planet to the face of the earth. And so that connection is made between heaven and earth. And that's what the Japanese have been talking about, the Chinese have been talking about for centuries, is the making that connection. And why I've made that connection, I have no idea, other than I know it's there. It can be tapped into. And I've been able to do that with a lot of clients, actually not even clients, just people over the air. They seem to have a tremendous amount of growth. I know that you've had tremendous growth since we've been able to do that together.
I have. Over the past year, I think I first talked to you maybe a year ago, and I've grown a lot. I mean, I've changed a lot. I have really experienced spiritual growth is, you know, what I'm trying to say here, you know. So I've definitely noticed it. 100%, you know, it excites me to think about how much time I have left and to see how much I can improve, you know, in the next 10, 20, 30 years.
Well, you're improving every second. As a matter of fact, your atomic structure is much stronger than it's ever been. Everything else about you looks real good. As a matter of fact, your blood is very purified. So there's a lot going on with you, and God bless you. You're doing so much good work, and you're going to be you know what you could do? I'll tell you what you could do, which would be really amazing for you. Your aura is eternal. Everybody's aura is eternal. And what I'm going to do is show you how that works. If you put your hand out in front of yourself, like you're going to shake my hand, can you do that? Right at your fingertips,
sure,
You'll be able to feel this energy. How does that feel?
Yeah, I can feel it going into my fingertips and up my arm.
Yes. What we're doing is to show you that the aura is endless. People think that the aura only stretches maybe 2 feet, 60 feet, whatever the case may be in the body, and that's not the case. The case is that the aura is eternal, and the aura goes to heaven. We're all connected together. We all have love together, and it's something that we can do to strive to even make it stronger with ourselves. So it's really beautiful to see that you have those kind of connections. And if you can feel that, then your multidimensional levels are really opening up an awful lot, and that's wonderful to see. So anything I can do, you can do better. Anything.
Well, I hope so. I hope I can do the stuff that you can do with the remote viewing and sending out energy and everything and shining light down from heaven, because you are very talented, Steve.
Well, you know, we need to understand that with all the energy we have, the more that I see, the more humble you become with it. So it's just wonderful to realize that we're given so much, and that we have the ability to help everybody. And God bless you. You're doing such a beautiful job, and you're a beautiful human being, and you're doing everything that you want to do right now, and I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. I'm gonna go ahead and clear up the line and see if anybody else wants to call in. But
sure.
Listen, I'll be sitting here concentrating on this and listening to the show and trying to send out more positive energy into the world.
Absolutely, it's just absolutely wonderful that. That you're connected so well.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Steve, and I'll talk to you next time, okay?
Okay. Be well.
Bye-bye. All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. The idea of energy is to be able to connect and be as powerful as you want to be able to open up to more love, to be able to open up to more understanding, and to realize that we don't need understanding. All we need to do is make that power connection. It's almost like making a connection to God that we never thought that we had. But talking is not enough. What we need to do is do the action part of it, where we go into our bodies and get in touch with the smile, the inner smile of ourselves. So what I would like you to do this evening, if we can, is to touch your belly button, 2 inches below your belly button, is a tremendous amount of power. If you touch that and just take your finger, put it down there, and just smile. Just put a smile on your face. You will feel the energy, the glow of yourself, your own inner, just smile. That is your smile. That is how you get in touch with a smile. Very simple to do. God did not want anything to be difficult to do. Just get in touch with that smile. Feel it, live it, and be it. That's what we need to do. And anything that you want that is good, anything that is life-affirming, please ask for it. Don't be afraid. God is your Father. He will help you or she will help you. Doesn't matter what you believe. Just believe in yourself, believe in God, and allow the love to come through to be able to give you everything that you've ever wanted. And I think it's so important to do. It's really, really amazing that we have such wonderful people. I have somebody coming on tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Joy Jennings is a fantastic lady, and she has tremendous, tremendous energy, and she loves to give. She's sent people over to the other side. She's a registered nurse. She has done so good and so much good for people that I couldn't resist having her on my program. And so I think it'll be a lot of fun tomorrow night to be able to listen to her and profoundly say what she needs to say. She wrote a new book, and the book is absolutely fabulous, and we'll discuss that tomorrow night on my radio show. But to get back to Fred Bell, this is his show, and I'm going to try to help him as much as I possibly can. He's one of the best friends I have, and we've grown pretty close over the years. But I think one of the things we need to do is realize that there are people on the planet who have been given the ability to make changes that are so powerful that we need to really understand that we have the power to make changes, whether you have a nuclear receptor, whether you don't have a nuclear receptor. You have the power to make changes. All we need to do is to make that connection. Get in touch with that smile. Get in touch with the harmony within ourselves. If you want to feel beautifulness, if you want to feel the power within yourself, just get in touch with that smile. God can be found in your heart. He can be found all over your body. He can be found in a single cell of the body, as I have found out. And the most important thing to do is to love. It's so important to do is to love and to trust yourself, trust your abilities, and trust most of all yourself and God. That's the most wonderful thing. That's the biggest gift that you can give yourself on this planet. And to be able to get in touch with that kind of energy, to be able to help people, that's all that matters. You can walk into a group of people outside, and as I showed you with the aura, your aura is very strong. And you can actually change those people's lives just by walking into their aura. Because when your light is strong, you can actually change somebody's life instantaneously just by walking into their aura. It's so important to realize that we have the ability to make those changes. So what I would do is start today. Do your meditations and do everything that you can to have the ability to make changes in your life that are life-affirming, that are beautiful, that things can actually be changed. And the most beautiful thing that you can do for yourself, please be gentle with yourself. Don't be hard. Don't try to change the world all in one day. Allow yourself to put out the beautifulness that you have and allow it to change things directly without any equivocation. Don't hold back. Just open yourselves up. Now, I'll tell you something that's very important. Most people think that there's a lot of people that are taking energy. Let me explain something to you. As you're opening up more energy, the reason that you feel that way is because things are new. Things are happening. People that don't have the kind of energy you have can feel that. They can't take it from you. You become so powerful at some point in your life that it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. The more you let go, the more energy you will receive. The whiter the energy, the whiter the light. Nothing can harm you. I remember being at a show in New York City, and some people that were in the dark light walked by our booth within 30 or 40 feet. They saw me and turned and walked the other way. I didn't want that to happen. I didn't ask for that to happen. But it's just something that protects you and allows you to just to be. Whether your energy is light or dark or whatever the case may be, as long as you believe in God, you're going to be fine. Just trust yourself. Trust the abilities that you have that are really, really good for you. Don't be afraid of people taking your energy. Don't be afraid of losing something that is not yours to begin with. You have to understand that all these are gifts. Everything that you have is a gift. Can God take it from you? Of course, he can take it anytime he wants. But the idea of it is to make it work. Allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to understand that you have the ability to allow yourself to grow without any equivocation, without any hesitation, and that growth is always there. So when things start happening, the atomic structure changes, the DNA changes, the RNA changes, the blood starts becoming more purified, everything in the body changes, and you don't have to work hard at it. God makes the changes all by himself. There's nobody that has the ability on the planet to be able to do that other than if he or she receives the energy to allow that to happen. So if you do have the ability, allow yourself to let go. Allow yourself not to be afraid. Allow yourself to be fearless in terms of energy. Allow yourself to know that there is a lot of people out there with a lot of abilities that are willing to help you no matter what. And I think it's wonderful that we have people like Dr. Fred Bell who work very, very hard in making products that actually really do work. And I can attest that they do work. They're fantastic. They absolutely have the greatest abilities of anything that I've ever tested. These necklaces and the pyramid, everything that I've ever used from Dr. Fred Bell has worked. When I got in touch with the pyramid that I had, Dr. Fred said to me, I quoted it exactly right. He says, "You know something, man, you always have trouble, don't you?" He says, "Every time you get something new, you have nothing but trouble." And I said, "Well, you know, it's all about growth." And the best things I do sometimes is I buy something from them, and I go through a tremendous amount of change and just let go and allow the ability to happen. And that's what we need to do. So don't be afraid of anybody. Allow yourself to have the growth that you need. Allow yourself just to be. Allow things to happen for yourself. Just get in touch with who you are. Get in touch with God. It doesn't matter how you do that, through a temple, through a church, through a mosque, whatever the case may be, love yourself beyond yourself, which means that you let go of everything. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love everybody on the planet. Doesn't matter if they have negative energy, good energy, bad energy. Love them all. We are on this planet to help. We are on this planet for growth. No matter what the person, no matter what they do, we need to allow that person to have the same amount of love as we do with anybody else. Very, very important to do. Growth is extremely important. And just remember that we can all change. We have the ability to change. So at any time in our lives, we can allow that to happen. So the most important thing to do that I could think of at this moment, love yourself for who you are. You are perfect, actually perfect, where you are now. Allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to have the belief that you can do anything that you want to do. Allow yourself the freedom to be free of all hesitation, equivocation. Just allow yourself to believe in yourself and allow yourself to understand that we do have the ability to even change and even be better than who we are today. It's very important to realize that we have the ability to make these changes. Whether we use a necklace, whether we use a pyramid, whether we use our own energies, just be. Allow yourself to be. Dr. Fred Bell's quality of his products are unbelievable. I don't think I've ever used anything that anybody else has ever made that works as Dr. Fred's stuff does. And I'm not saying that because I'm one of his best friends. I'm saying that because they really do work. The man is incredible. He's in touch with the Andromedans. He's in touch with the Palladians. He does see them. I see them. It's just amazing the things that happen multidimensionally at any time. So allow yourself to understand that you have the ability to make those changes, that everything can be done in a beautiful way. We have no more time left, so I just wanted to thank everybody that for Dr. Bell and for his wonderful products. I want to thank everybody, Dr. Valerie and Dr. Fred, and most of all, Mikkel, who is in the background making changes that are incredible for his company, and was able to take on the responsibility of his new book and making changes where it needed to be. So I know he worked very, very hard on that, and I believe that things are happening very quickly with that book. And so without further ado, I need to say have a good night, peace and love, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart to everybody on the planet. Love yourself as God loves you. Everything will make changes by themselves or allow it to happen naturally, freely, lovingly, and givingly. Talk to everybody maybe tomorrow night, and I'll see you next week on the Dr. Fred Bell Show. Be well. Thank God we're all here. Bye-bye.